But when it comes to placements and marketings, USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum has those numbers.
During August, feedlots placed just under 1.9 million head of cattle, which was about 15% above a year ago, but that was coming off of a 1.6 million head during August of 2015, which was the lowest August placement number since the series began in 1996. Feedlots marketed also just under 1.9 million head, 18% above a year earlier. But that also reflects that there were two additional slaughter days during August, but reflects two additional slaughter days during August. If we go back and we adjust the slaughter days to be comparable with 2015, marketings were about 7% above a year ago.
He says while a good number of cattle did go into feedlots, they were still losing money.
But we did see feeder steer prices in Oklahoma during August averaging about $145 a hundredweight as opposed to about $212 in August of 2015. So the fact that we had those prices come down probably made some of the cattle feeders much more willing to buy cattle.
But Shagum says even though packers are paying less for fed cattle, feedlots are not trying to hold back cattle from packers to try and force higher prices.
To the extent that you're holding those cattle back, they're getting heavier, which puts more pressure on the supplies of beef going forward. You know, and if anything, sort of this report would indicate that they were working very hard to try and get currency in their marketings, get their numbers down, so we don't see that big bulge of cattle coming out of feedlots later in the year that we saw last year.